Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin, and we were holding on the second line the Golel Sefer Torah. So after the Kohen Gadol reads the Chelek from Acharei Mos, and also the little bit that he reads also from Parshas Emor, he's then Golel Sefer Torah. Now he does the Lila, holds it in his against chest, and he tells them, "You should know that there's more written here than I've read." And then the rest of it he says about that. It's a maftir, what we would call the maftir from Parshas Emor. The Kolkach Lama, why does he have to make that statement? And so on. And it just has to do the Glila. No. People see that he's being carrying out from Parshas Pinchas Balpeh. They'll think maybe the Sefer Torah doesn't have Parshas Pinchas in it. It only has Vayikra or something. So, in order that people shouldn't say that, he made an announcement. But what exactly is the big problem over it? It makes such a big deal. So, let him be Gaila. It'll take 2 minutes. He'll be Gaila from Amor to Pinchas. What is this? Omer of Una brethren, Yeshua of Sheshes, the fish ain't Golim Sefer Torah Batzibur, the Bnei Kavod Tzibur. We do not make the Tzibur sit around and wait while we're sitting here rolling the Sefer Torah. It's not Darcha. Everybody should sit around waiting. Dircha de Tzibur is a function of Kavod Tzibur. We don't make a Tzibur. Amazing, huh? We treat a Tzibur nowadays. So I understand. So can't we just take that to Sefer Torah? The Naite Sefer Achrin of Vinegar. We'll have two Sfarim. We'll read one, and then we won't have to wait. We'll simply open the other one, and we'll read directly from the other one in Pinchas. It says, Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Mishum Pigam Moshe Rishon. We never take out two Sefer Torah. Unheard of. Because somebody will say that, why are we now opening a new Sefer? Something must be wrong with the first Sefer. Reish Lakish Omer, Mishum Bracha, Shein Atzricha. If I now take out another Sefer, I'm going to have to now make a bracha on the Kriya from the Sefer, and that's not a necessary bracha. It's the same person who's reading. What do you mean we never take out two Sefer Torah? What are you referring to? Micha Shein Lepgama. You're telling me if I take out two Sforim, people are going to say something's wrong with the first one. I mean, Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which is also Chanukah, also Rosh Chodesh, and it's also comes out on a Shabbos, Shechal Liot B'Shabbat. So you bring out three Sifrei Torah, V'korin Achad B'nyano Shoyom, V'achad Shorosh Chodesh, V'achad Shechanukah. You do the regular Kriya for Shabbos, and then you also do the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and then you also do Chanukah, and you have three separate Sforim. Never heard anybody complain that that's going to cause Loshon Hara on the other Sforim. Of course, that's because you have three separate people making aliyahs. Obviously, we don't mean we never take out the Sefer Torah. Tlata Gavri, but Tlata Sifri, like it begun. You can have three separate people. They may have five separate people. I mean, the point is we have three different ladies, three different people, three different Sforim. But that's fine. But over here, there's one person, he's in the middle of laning, and all of a sudden, he closes the Sefer, picks up and reads another Sefer. What does that look like? Bad news. We don't do that. Umevorech Allah Shmone Brachot. Here the Kohen Gadol makes eight brachas on this Kriya. Tana Rabban, what are these eight brachas? Ala Torah, Yederach Shemevorech in the Beit HaKnesset. Okay, the bracha Allah there is a regular bracha. I mentioned to you earlier in the Mishnah, this is Machlokes Rishonim, whether it means after the bracha that's said after the Kriya, or the bracha that's before and after, what it means. In other words, but we're calling those two brachas one bracha. Then Al HaAvodah, that's the Yerit say, basically, in Hoda'az and Baidim, with the bracha Lachana Elah Adot. The Al Mechilat HaAvon, that's the Kaper Lavanot Enu Biyom Kipurim HaZeh and so on and so forth. Now, those are well-known bracha. Those are all Ketikuna. See, we don't have to explain that to you. We had special brachas that were not made at any other time. And we had Balam Yigdash Bifnei Atzmo, the Shochin Mitzion, according to some HaKohanim, Bifnei Atzma, Bocher Bezaro Shel Aaron, Al Yisrael Bifnei Atzma, Bocher Bezaro, V'al Shar HaTfilah, what exactly is that? Is that the regular Shomei HaTfilah? No. The Shar HaTfilah, special bracha, which is Rina, Tchina, Bakosha, Milfanecha, Al-Amcha Yisrael, Shetzufim Livashia, all of the Bakoshas in there, and then V'chotem B'Shomei HaTfilah, the Chatimah is indeed the regular Chatimah, Baruch HaTav Shem Shomei HaTfilah, V'achar Kach, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevi Sefer Torah Mibito, V'Korebo, Kedei La'arot Chazuto L'Rabbi. Afterward, there was a competition because of Zekeli Ve'Anfeyu. And in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody should see the beauty of the Sefer Torah after all. Remember that Yom HaKippurim is the day of Netzinas HaTorah. And Yom Chatunato, Yom Simchat Libo is the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. And the day of the Netzinas HaTorah is the says Rashi, that means Yom Kippur. It means that Yom Kippur and the Sefer Torah are profoundly bound together. Because of that, everybody brought out the Sefer Torah to show the Chavivas how beautifully they wrote their Sefer Torah, finished their Sefer Torah, and obviously they couldn't carry it on Yom Kippur, but it was a place where they could keep all the Sforim, and they may be in the little Beit HaKnesset off in the Ashim, right? And they would bring it in. Beautiful. Haroah Kohen Gadol. So we said, if you were an observer of the Kohen Gadol's now activities in the Shasakriya, then you couldn't be an observer of the burning of the Parma Nisrof and so on. And then we add this funny statement. It's not that it's prohibited. It's just that it's logistically impossible. Why would anybody think it's prohibited? It would be an issur to go and to see the two things. Well, Shita. Ah, and that's a portion. Ma'ad atemet Resh Lakish. The Omer Resh Lakish ain't ma'avirin ala mitzvah. Look, Lamaisa, if you're going to go from one to the other, means you're going to walk out in the middle either of the Kriya, or you're going to walk out in the middle of the Srifa. Now, both of those things are mitzvahs. Just, oh, I'm saying that, but I'm not doing the mitzvah. But you also have a mitzvah. Your mitzvah is Barov Am Hadrat Melech. So since the more people that are there, the more hashivas there is to the mitzvah, the more kovod there is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe I'm not allowed to walk out, even though I'm going to do another mitzvah, but I have to do one that's in front of him. Kamash Malan, that since he himself is not doing anything in the mitzvah, I think personally in the mitzvah, the presence or non-presence is not considered to be madri alam. Instead of doing an act now of participation, the Tosefes HaKovet will be over there instead of over here. But it's the same Tosefes HaKovet. It was one issue. So not to mean whether I'm Rov Am here or Rov Am there. But that's what it's coming to tell me. You shouldn't think that it has a miyuchad relationship to what is being done. So as I observe, it's as if I'm a chelik of this people and this. That's not the case. But certainly, Pshita, it's not anyone. Kamash Malan, you would be allowed to walk out. You're just not going to make it. You walk out here, by the time you get to the Parma Nisrofi, it's going to be over. And vice versa. It's going to be over. It will take place at the same time. You can get all the way back to Beis HaMikdash from out from the Beit HaDeshen. By the time you get there, there won't be a Kri anymore. We don't have either of our, we don't even have our backup of our backup. Richie is not here either. It's a tough, brother, tough day. Never mind. I'll do it. Zodim HaHelek HaMishnah. In the big day boots, Corey. Now, of course, we said we gave him an option for it. He doesn't get it. If he had done the Kriya, we gave him an option before. Can he either be, do the Kriya Satira wearing his Big Day Lavan, or he could be wearing his Ichtala Lavan Mishalo. Obviously, if he had already removed the Big Day Lavan, then he'd already done the Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim earlier. Because you have to do the Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim at the removal of the Begonim. So, but if he was still wearing the Begonim, it now has come time for him to change into his Big Day Zahav. And at this point, he would do Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim. He would do now the third Tefillah, Pashat Yorad V'Taval. Allah ben istapeg, he can dry himself. Ve'hevilo big day zahav. They brought him now the big day zahav. Ve'lavash. Ve'kiddush adav raglav. Now he does now kiddush adav raglav on the levish. So we're now talking about the things that are to be done during the course of the third tefillah. The first tefillah he did when he came in. And then he went ahead and he did the tamid shal shachar and the avodas hayom of the morning. We had the teres in the, and so on, which we just explained. Then he went ahead and did the second tefillah, where he did the dam of the par and the soyer, and he also did the vidui and the sar mishaleach, and we've already done the shiluach. Now it's time for him to get back to the avodot hayom. So these avodot are the avodot that are done b'chutz. Avodot that are done b'chutz are done the big days of. So he went ahead and brought him his big days of, and at this point, after doing the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, is Yatsa, V'yasa et Elo, V'et El Ha'am. He then completes, it's very interesting because we have completely ignored his ayah. So at this point, we get back to the ignored animal. Because remember that both the Kohen Gadol, V'zos Yavo Aharon al HaKodesh, V'par ben Bakar l'Chatat, V'et Ayel Olam. What happened to that Ayel Olam? We didn't even talk about it. We brought his Bar l'Chatat, but we did not bring in his Ayel Olam. The same thing is true about the Kaala that is. So what do they bring? Shnei Sirim Lakatat. Vayalola. We didn't talk about their Ayalola. We talked about the Shnei Sirim. One of those was the Saran Asadivim. And one of those was the Saran Mishtaleah. So we've been discussing Chataot. We haven't said anything yet about the other Karbanos. So we've got the two Elim. Okay, so that's Elo. He goes ahead now and brings. That El Ha'an. That's the Ayal that's mentioned together with the Shnei Sirei Chatat in Parshat Achrimot. But of course, there was also another aisle, at least one would think there was, because what was the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim that is spoken of in Parshat Pinchas? We have our standard Musaf, we have the Par, Vernoila, we have the Shivat HaKvasim, Vernoila, the standard for all the times, that's a minimal, our minimal Musaf, and it says over there also, Ayel La'ola. Not to mention the normal Soyer L'chatas, which is brought on every holiday, which is another chat, another Soyer. Is it similar to those first Seirim? No, because the Shnei Seirei Chatat, one of them was the Sar Mishtaleach, that's absolutely unique. Is that thing working?
Yes, it's coming down.
Why don't we push it up again?
Well,
how about putting it in the middle so it just gets everybody else besides Yaakov? I know, but it doesn't. It keeps moving. Old man, push it up. Okay. So again, let's think. It's very, very important to, for this coming Sunday. Out of the way, get nowhere near me. Okay, so let us take a look, just to make sure we get all of these problems. We're going to have a lot of discussions from this point on about the detailed placement of where we bring all of these korbanos. Let's take a look in Parshas Kedushas first. In Chof Tet Zayin, Ubi'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi'in, what are we supposed to bring? So in Posik Chet it says, Ve'hikravtem ola la'ashem, Riach Nicholach, Par ben Bakar echad, Ayel echad, Kivasim b'nei shana, Shiv'at rimim yula fe'e. Sounds familiar? I mean, take a look back in just a few sentences ago when we were talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's exactly, this is the standard. Par ben Bakar echad, Ayel echad, Vasim b'nei shana, Shiv'at rimim. After telling us that, it ends with Si'iri zimechat chatat in Posik Yud Aleph. Si'iri zimechat chatat milvad chatat ha-kipurim. Now, don't get this confused with the chatat I told you before. I told you to bring a soyer. But that was the soyer on Aseret Bifnim. And this is a soyer, a regular korban chatas, and we call this one Posik Yud Aleph, chavtes. We call this one in the Gemara the soyer hanaseh bachutz, differentiated from the seirim that we were speaking of earlier in Parshat Achrimo. So that means that how many
chatas kipurim is the par?
No, we have the chatas kipurim that could have been confused with seirim zim, which is the soyer hanaseh b'nim. The par belongs to Aaron. You can never confuse the par with the korbanos of the tzibur. But as Reb Mati has just raised this issue, there is something that's easy to confuse. The ayah Echad la'ola, is that the same ayah la'ola that was mentioned together? Me'et adat b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei siret l'chatat v'ayah l'chad la'ola. Is that this ayah l'chad la'ola, or is that another ayah l'chad la'ola? Now that's confusing. And in fact, that's a major machlokas. We bumped into it a number of times. Is the ayah that is mentioned in Chumash HaPekudim, meaning in Parshas Pinchas, is that the same ayah that's mentioned before in Achrimot? So is the El Ha'am in Achrimot the Ayel Echad that also comes from the Am in the Musafim, or is that just a whole different ballgame, the Musafim? That's an important question which we're going to be discussing in our study as well. So now, how many Korbanos have we mentioned here? Just to get this straight, how many Korbanos have just been mentioned here in Chumash HaPekudim? What do you say? We have a par, we have an ayo, and we have the seven, and then we have one soyer l'chatat. You will say 10. Very good. We also know that we have two other Korbanos today that bechlal, I mean, we've taken them for granted all along, and that's the tummy shel shachar and the tummy shel ben arbayim. Milvad olat. It's always milvad olat, so we have the olat ayon. That's a given. So basically, we know there are now 12 Korbanos. Okay? How many Korbanos do we have in Achrimot? Let's take a look in Achrimot and get that straight so that we don't get confused about this issue. So this is Tet Zayin in Vayikra. Posik Yimun. Bezot Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Bepar Ben Bakar L'Chatat. Ve'ayel La'olah. Okay, that brings us up to 40. And then in Posik Hei. Umeit Adat B'nei Yisrael. Yikach Shnei Sirei Izim L'Chatat. Now this does not bring us up to 16, as you would think. The Shnei Sirei Izim L'Chatat are actually only one. There's only one. Between the two of them, we have the Vidui and the Dam, right? So we're not going to count as a Korban. The Sayer HaNaseh HaChutz is a separate. So these Shnei Sirei Chatat, as we've already seen, equal one carbon. So part of it goes inside, and part of it goes outside. That's the way to look at it. The way the Zohar puts it is that we have to give a chelik to the Ra, to the Kochot of Tuma, which are similar to the keches that we're putting in. I want to again point out to you, this is a fundamental yisod of Yom HaKippur, and goes through a theme throughout Yom Kippur and throughout Aaron B'Sechem. And we just saw the most profound element of this theme yesterday, which is that the powers of evil and the powers of good are inseparable. So that the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah lives in the Beis Hamikdash. And there is no way, Min HaShemayim, to give you half. We can't just take the energies for something. The power for reproduction lies in all of the elements of Erva, for good or for bad. You can't get rid of one without the other. The inyan of the Soyer, which consists of partially of a Soyer that's Nasek Ethnim, and partially of the same animal, so to speak, that is thrown out to hell, La'azazel, is an indication of exactly the same idea. The unavoidable implications of the presence of evil and the ability for life to evolve and proceed. And therefore, Yom HaKippurim provides for a Oyomoyed HaShochein Itam B'toch Tumotam. The Oyomoyed dwells with us in the midst of our filth, so to speak. There's no way to avoid that. It's Yom Kippur that deals with that issue. So this is viewed as one Korah, which brings us up to 15, right? Now, there's also one additional carbon, of course, which is the Ayel Echad Lola. Wait a second. The Soyer is the same exact language, the Isle is the same exact language that we use for the Isle of Musa, the Isle Echad. That's why we're very confused. Is there a total of 16 animals plus the Soyer Mishtaleach, or is there a total of 15 animals plus the Soyer Mishtaleach? It turns out that this is a machlokas we're going to see in our sugya. But there's some other very confusing issues over here, which is, what is the interrelationship that is played out between the Avedes that are done for the standard things that one does every day, which is the medium of the book, in the morning, in the evening. This has to all fit in together with the semi-normal or semi-standard things, such as the Musa. The Musa would have been brought on any yantav, even if it wasn't this wild day that has these very special korbanos. And then we have the Chovot Hayom. The Chovot Hayom, those are very unique. Those are the Shnei Sirim and the Ayel Olah, and the Par of Aaron HaKohen and his Ayel Olah. The one place where the Torah does tell us a relationship is Milvat Chatata Kippur. That interesting comment at the end of the Seder of the Musafim in Pinchas makes it clear that when I'm bringing the Seder Lechatas of the Musaf, which is the Seder Nasef Bachutz, it's being done after I've already taken care of the Seder of the Chatas HaKippur, correct? That's the only end that I really have that clear.
Is that on top of Shabbos?
If it's Shabbos, of course, sure. Now, besides that, there's also another indication of an order over here, which is if we take a look where it is that the Kohen brings the dam of the Paranasaya, and where it is that he brings where he actually brings on the Mizbeah, the Emurim of the Paranasaya, we can see that they've been very much separated. Because remember, the whole first part from Pasuk, the Yud Aleph, back in Akremos. Tikriv Aaron et parachatat asher lo. Vishachat et parachatat asher lo. Okay, and then he does the Torah. Then he takes in Pasuk Yud Aleph the dam of the par. Then in Pasuk Tesvav he shechs the soyer. And he takes the dam of the soyer. Doesn't say anything about what he does with the rest of it. What does he do with the Emuri? Says he goes out to the Mizbeach and Pasuk Yud Ches, and he pours the Dama Par and Dama Ser on the Mizbeach HaSov, and so on. Comes in Pasuk Chof Aleph to do the Vidui on the Soyer that is thrown to the Azazel. The Soyer is sent to the Azazel. Pasuk Chof Gimel. This is important because we're going to find out that the Seder of the Psukim here is out of order. Pasuk Chof Gimel Uba Aharon Alo Moed. V'nicham sham, v'lovashet v'gadab, v'yatsav asat olato v'alt olata'am. Ah, now we're back to those missing olot, which was the ayala olah of his olah, the par ben bakar l'chatat v'ayala olah, and the ayala of the am, which was the missing ayala that we haven't said a word about with the shnei sirei chatat v'ayala olah. Oh, in posik, hey, all of a sudden we get back to the emuri, v'et chela v'chatat yakir ha-mizbecha. So in other words, apparently, and this we saw earlier in the Mishnah, we've taken the innards and we've put them inside a container to hold. Meanwhile, we haven't yet done that Torah. As the Gemara said before, v'hikti ram, it's not time for v'hikti ram. It's because the posik says it's not time for v'hikti ram. We're going to have to first take care of these ayalas. V'hikti ram. That's why we changed the lashon of Mishnah before to say l'hikti ram. Huh? Okay, so now we have another indication. We know that the Soyer HaNaaseh Bachutz of the Musafin has to be done after the Soyer HaNaaseh Bachutz. And we also know that the Hakravas HaMurim of the Chatos that were Naaseh Bifnim are brought only after we take care of the parts that have to be brought Bachutz, which is the Eilois, the Elo, the El Ha'am. And the rest we've got problems with the order. Because here it says, Ve'et parachatat v'tzirachatat asher uvat amam l'chaper yotzio michutz l'machaneh, which we've already done. So we're going to have to figure out where we came out with this strange order, which some of the Yonim Dipsikim we seem to be careful about, and some of the Yonim Dipsikim we seem to ignore. Another thing which is very striking is that there's a missing tefillah here. According to this, we've ended it, right? Vaitalayam, lechukat olam, bakodesh ha-shvi, boom, that's all. So the pasuk seems to put like all of the things that you do inside, all in one tefillah, all of the things that you do outside, and another tefillah, which brings us to three tefillahs. The tefillah that you do for the original coming in, and then you bring the korban oila for the tamid shachar, and you do the other things that you do every day, and then you change into the bigdei lavan, that's your second tefillah, then you take care of the vidui of the soyer, you know, after taking care of the dam of the par, the dam of the sarana, and now it says, and aren't you go in and change his clothes again? And then he basically brings the rest. All it says doesn't tell us anything about it. It doesn't say exactly where he's supposed to bring the musafim. It ignores the musafim here, and it only has what appear to be a total of three changes. The three tefillahs doesn't give us our five tefillahs and asara kedushin that we were talking about earlier. They seem to be missing from the bar. So we're going to have to do some serious digging in order to uncover what's happening over here and how it is we looked at this parsha in order to figure out where each one of the 15 or 16, depending on what sheet you hold, of the karbanos of Yom HaKippurim are brought. So now, getting back to the Mishnah, let's try this again. In the Big Day Boots Kodesh, so had the Kohen Gadol left on his Big Day Lavan, it's time for him now to take him off. Kidei shoda v'raglob, upashat, yorad v'toval, alav v'nistapei, evielo b'gdei zahav, lavash, kidei shoda v'raglob, v'yatza v'yasat, elolet ela am. Okay, now that, anybody who can read the pasuk sees that. I mean, that's what it is, that's what it says to do now. Bring elolet ela am. Okay, and here we're adding, oh, and yes, don't forget the other things that were back, that are further ahead, rather, in Parshas Pinchas, which include Shivat Kvasim. He's going to have to bring that now also. That's what it seems like saying. That Shivat Kvasim to mimim b'nei shana, strange. It leaves out the har, the ola over there, leaves out the soryo lechatas, but okay. Shivat kvasim primim are brought, it seems to be saying, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, are brought together with the elo be'ela'am. Rabbi Akiva omer, no. Those Shivat HaKvasim, that was all, that was brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. That isn't being brought now. That was brought, therefore, with the Tefillah, with the original Tefillah. When I came in and did the Tamid Shel Shachar, I do those parts of the Musafim as well.
That's not normally that the Musafim is brought right away.
No. Why not? Well, I don't know what you mean by right away.
Later in the day.
No, it is later in the day. I've done the terrorists, I've done that. I did everything else. And the Musafim. I mean, when I finish doing everything else, and there's all the other things I have to do, I have to do the Haktorah, and I have to do the Hadlaka, and I have my Chavitim, and so on. That was the Seder Amarok that we had earlier. But there's no changes. There's no particular point that we can point to. Upar HaOlah. Now, it's not clear how to read this Mishnah. Does Rabbi Akiva say, Im Tamid Shel Shachar are you craving Upar HaOlah? Along with the par, which is coming for the Musaf, or as you read that, Upara Ola Besara Nasa Bachutz, or you're craving in Tamicho Ben Arbaim. That's not clear. And we're going to have to figure out exactly how to read that. But it makes sense to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Soyer Hanase Bachutz indeed has to be with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Why? Because it said Beferish over there, Milvat Chatat HaKippurim. See, even if you want to tell me that the rest of the Musaf were brought straight out along with the Tamid Shel Shachar, I know I have to wait for the Par of the Soyer until I'm able to bring the Soyer Hanase Bachutz. So it makes sense for Rabbi Akiva to be making a break here. Even if you want to say together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, I did the other Musaf, that Soyer is going to have to wait until I finish doing. Gosh, what else is he big day lavan for? What's he going back in for? Didn't say anything in the pasuk about going back in. Adds the Mishnah, there was an additional change of clothing which counts for two additional tefillah and four additional kedushin. One on the way in and one on the way out, which changes back to big day off, which for the pasuk we didn't even know. What does he do, for heaven's sakes, with this whole ceremony? He goes in, nichnas v'hotzi zakaf v'samach, and all he does is take out the kaf and mach that he had left in before of the Torah, and changes back again. At that point, kidei shoda v'raglav again, poshet yorav v'tovel again, olav v'nistapeg, Now we're back to the pasuk. It's very interesting. We've inserted an entire piece into Akremot that doesn't seem to have a remez in the pasuk. And at this point, he's wearing now his big day sahab, and he gets back to do the things he always has to do. So he has to be nichlis akre ketoret shabin arvayim. This, of course, is the ketoret in the heichal, normal ketoret, not the ketoret in the family theme. And he has to take care of the nerot, of course. Ulayeti v'tanerot. And that's basically it. It's interesting. That's it. He doesn't talk about over here doing any of the akrobas akrobonas. That the akrobas akrobonas were done earlier, and we just didn't mention that. As part of the tvila hashlishi, there's only one rishon that understands the mission like that, and that's the Rambam. We'll see that Rashi has a very different approach, which we'll talk about as the Gemara comes now to define this mission. This is the most complex in the settle, and what if you say it's taking a little bit longer, but if we don't get the names of all these akrobonas here and their place here now, we're really going to be lost. I just thought it was good to take this exercise. So now, he's finished. Yivilo b'gdei atzmo, they bring him his own clothes. He's now going home. Melavino to ad beito. He comes home. The Yom Tov ayal selo avav. He would invite all of his friends to celebrate. B'shash yatzash shalom min hakodesh. He got everything done properly, and he's still breathing. And he made Aleph. Iboilo asks the Gemara. This Mishnah is awfully confused. Tell me how to read it, first of all. Hey, Gemara. You said that actually, im tamisho shachar hayu kravim. Do I say that together with the next word? So it's the just the tamisho shachar, or is it together? So it can be like this. The seven kvasim was together with the tamisho shachar, but the par ha'olah and the soyer anasa b'chutz was with the tamisho ben arba'im. That's one way of reading it. Because, I mean, you've got two ands over here. I don't know if the and is meant to connect the par to the soyer, to the kvasim, or whether the and is the next clause. The seven kvasim and the other part, the par and the soyer of the musaf, that was done with the ben arba'im. Oh, demachi kamar. Im tamisho shachar hayu kravim together with upar ha'olah, meaning with them. So everything but the soyer that needed to be done with the musafim, which are, again, let's just review it, which are the seven fasim la'olah, the ayil la'olah, the par la'olah, those are all together. The soyer, anase b'chutz, which was these chatas, the only chatas of the 10 animals that are brought as the musaf, the only chatas indeed was done b'chutz im tamisho ben arba'im. Okay, that's one thing I don't understand. The other thing I don't understand is, can you explain to me why Rebbe Eliezer left out any mention of the par ha'olah, which is the musafim? So par ha'olah, Rebbe Eliezer, the Shai Rebbe Eliezer didn't make any mention of that. All Rebbe Eliezer said was shivat hakvasim b'nei shana, and that's all. He brought El Ha'am, which okay, the El Ha'am you could say is the Isle of the Musaf, and the shivat hakvasim to be mean very nice. But what happened to the leftover part? Where did it go? Ema Davidlu, what did he did that? Furthermore, I don't understand the language. Both according to Rebbe Eliezer, both according to Rebbe Akiva, they both managed to leave out telling me when it is that I'm supposed to bring the emurim of the chataot. You told me in the earlier Mishnah, put them in a bowl. Okay, now they're in the Megizah. They never told me when I brought them. So, Ema David Lahu. How do we leave all this out? Omar Rava says, Rava, look, the truth is this is a very problematic Mishnah. It really doesn't make sense as written. The only way to make sense out of this Mishnah is basically to follow the Braitot. We have two very important Braitot. One of them is a Braita that defines Rebbe Eliezer Shita, which is a Braita that was set over in the Beis HaMikdash of Shmuel. And another is a Braita in the Tosefta, which explains the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. Neither of which seem to fit in very well in the Mishnah. We'll have to sort of shoehorn them in, a little bit of pushing and shoving. But I don't know how else we're going to learn it. So therefore, says Rava, lo mashkachat lo matkanta, you're not going to find a proper setup of this Mishnah. Ela ola Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanna Vei Shmuel. Either you're going to look to Rebbe Eliezer the way it was explained in the bright and Shmuel's Beis HaMikdash, ola Rebbe Akiva kid Tosef. Or you can look in the Tosefta, you'll see the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. The Tanna Vei Shmuel, we find a bright in the Vei Shmuel that Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yatsa V'yasa Elo Ve'ela'am Ve'imurei Chatat. Okay. So now we know that together with Elo Ve'ela'am, which is mentioned by Rebbe Eliezer, he also did the Imurei Chatat. Furthermore, to use that brighter, Aval, Par Ha'olah, oh, here was the missing Par Ha'olah, and it says but before it. So that means that the Par Ha'olah and the Shivat HaKvasim and the Sarah Nazar Bachur Im Tamid Shabin Arbayim, not like our Mishnah. So here it says, and that is what we have to learn, is that Rebbe Eliezer did not mean to say Yatzavi Asad Elovet Elaam Ve'et Shivat Kivasim to be Mimene Shana, but rather he did the Elove Elaam and the Emure Chatat and then the Shivat Kivasim Bnei Shana, etc., etc. I'm sorry, but that was going to have to be taken care of at another time.
Even though they're
right. And what's Rabbi Akiva the test? The Mahi, the Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Par Ha'olah, Vishivat Kvasim, Im Tamicho Shachar Ayu Kravim. Actually, back at the first Tfilah, which was the first Levishat HaBegadim. Over there, I went ahead and took care not only of the Olat HaBoker, because remember, every other Moed in the Musafim, it always says, Milvad Olat HaBoker. Milvad Olat HaBoker implies it's brought together with Olat HaBoker. That means I have to first bring the Karban Olah, and then immediately I bring the rest of the Musafim. Why should Yom Kippur be different than anything else? No, you'll ask me, so what about the Sayer? The Sayer I know is different than anything else, because it said the Feirush, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim, I'm no way out of that. Okay. But everything else, I am going to stick with the norm. The norm is the Musaf, the standard Musaf, is brought with the standard Tumah. There's a standard Musaf Yom Kippur. The only thing the Torah told me to behave differently with was the Sayer. And I can understand that. It makes sense. I mean, after all, today's a day of three Seirim. It's very confusing. Okay, so it tells me, keep them separate. Do the Sayer HaNasa Bifnim separately. Later on, do the Sayer HaNasa Bechutz. So therefore, continues Rabbi Akiva, Kepara Elah, Shivat HaKlasim, all of that is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, as it says, by all of the Yomim Tovim, Milvad Olat HaBoker, Asher Lo Olat HaTamid. No reason to differentiate Yom Kippur from any of the others. Achar Kach Avodat HaYom. After you do that, then you do all of the Avodas HaYom of the Par, that's Nasa B'Fim, the Sayra Nasa B'Fim, and the Sayra Mishtaleach, and the Bidui, and the Yishiti, and so on. And Achar Kach, after that, you have the Sayra Nasa B'Chutz, even though that's part of the Musab. And you would have thought, since it's part of the Musab, it should be brought together, Milvad, the Olat HaBoker, just like the rest of the Musab is brought, Milvad Olat HaBoker. You can't. Because it says, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim.
Milvad meaning it's excluding or along the way?
It means other than that which we've already taken care of. Is the implication. So that means that I have to. But it also implies that, and that's already been set aside. That's been done. Milvad Chatat HaKippurim that we've spoken about, dealt with, been there, we've got something else to do. The implication is that it comes afterwards. So Achar Kach comes the Sayer HaNasa Bechutz. Now the Gra puts in here Achar Kach Elo VeEl HaAm, which Rabbi Akiva has not mentioned. Elo VeEl HaAm VeEmurei Chatat, which makes perfectly good sense. Obviously, the Torah told us Beferish to do that. That was the pasuk that we saw. It says Beferish to do Elo VeEl HaAm, and then the Emurei Chatat and of the Par and the Sayer. So where would that be? That would be after he comes out now, before he does the Sayer HaNasa Bechutz, he's first going to do, of course, Elo El Ami Morei Chatat, and then Sayer HaNasa Bechutz. Shinema Asiri Zimechat Chatat, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim, so that there's no reason for the Arach here says V'achar Kach, Elo El Ami, which is, there's no basis for that, says the Grod. V'achar Kach Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. My time at the Rebbe Eliezer. So how does Rebbe Eliezer come out with his strange organization of the day? Says Rebbe Eliezer, it's not strange at all. The Torah has two parshiyos. One parsha comes first, and one parsha comes second. It's perfectly logical, as far as I see it, to do the order that it's written in the Torah. So we first take care of Achrimas. Ovid Kidichtiv. Ovid Bereshit Torat Kohanim. I'm first going to take care of the karbonis that are mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, which is in Vayikra, which is called Torat Kohanim. And therefore, I do the Elo and the El Ha'am. All of those things are connected to the Avodas Hayom that are mentioned in the Parsha Beferish. Then I do the Kafu Machta, which we'll get to how we know that. And then I move on to Pinchas, and I take care of the Musafim, which are Milvad, the Olav, the Bein Arbayim as well. So everything's perfectly logical. Reishit HaTorah Skarnim, Honar, the Chumash HaPakudim, the Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva explained why he feels that he has to violate that order. It's because the Torah said to violate it. In Parshas Pinchas, it gave us two clues. It said, Milvad Olat HaBoker Asher Olat HaTamid, which tells me that the normal Musafim, the Hainu, the Shivat HaKvasim, and the Par, and perhaps the aisle if it's a separate korban, if we hold it as a separate korban, you'll notice, Richie, it's taking it all out of me, man. Help me. You'll notice that we haven't mentioned a separate aisle for the Musaf. We've ignored that. And that's because our Mishnah is going according to Mandiyama Rules, which is Rebbe. So so it's logical that he wrote the Mishnah that way, that the aisle that is mentioned in Musafin and Pinchas, the aisle Echad Le'olah, is exactly the aisle Echad Le'olah that is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. Shnei Asim, Umi'et Adat B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Sirei Yizim, Ve'ayel Echad Le'olah. Same language, same animal. Same korban. So there's only 15 korbanim according to this Mishnah, not 16. So, and nobody's talked about that aisle as if it's separate. So it's clear that the Mishnah is making the assumption it's the same thing. So, Bilvar Alatabokar Shol Alatabim. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, so don't give me that I should finish first Achrimot and then Pinchas. Story says, Beferish in Pinchas. Don't wait till you finish Achrimot. Do it together with the korban of the Oilos Hayam, which is the Oilos Haboker. So first of all, that tells me Musafi Bitom Shashachar Avidu. And of course, the other hint, which I just mentioned to you, is Milvat Chatata Kippurim. So I know that the Soyer Anasa Bifnim comes first, and then comes the Soyer Anasa Bachlut. Once I know that, I know the Farish from Achrimos, that the Par comes together with the Soyer Anasa Bifnim, and that the Soyer Mishtalaya comes at that point, and so on. That's all given. Therefore, everything fits directly into us. Oh, ask the Gemara, according to the answer. I know that Chatata Kippurim I Ovid like. So that I understand, you're ignoring what the Torah says. According to him, what's the point of this Milvad Chatata Kippurim? You're telling me that, what does that imply? Milvad Chatata Kippurim implies that the Soyer, Anaseh Bachutz, that has come now, according to here, it's Mashmah, that it comes before the Elo, the Elaam, which is an Achrimot. But according to him, I take care of the whole Achrimot. So why doesn't the Gemara ask, and what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Milvado Lataboker? Isn't that the first thing to ask? Rabbi Akiva's main raya, that Pinchas was meant to be done before Achrimot, is the fact that it says Milvado Lataboker. Instead, the Gemara goes to a secondary issue. What does he do with Milvado Lataboker? Truth is, it's not really a problem. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't even have to answer that question. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva was making a great leap of assumptions. This great leap of assumptions is that the word milvad, milvad olat haboker, which isn't even mentioned on Yom Kippur. It's mentioned on the other regalim, but it is very significantly missing on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Akiva says, it's the same Musaf, it's the same standard Musaf, so Mamele applies to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't even deign to answer that. So I understand, that's the whole point. It doesn't say it on Yom Kippur, because it's not true about Yom Kippur, because we first have to do all of the Avodah of Achrimos before we can get to it. So I'm not even going to answer that one. And so in other words, he's left out that. The only thing you can taina is that suddenly when you get to say Milvad Olat HaBoker, Asher Lo Olat HaTamid, so over there it's mashma that, okay, I've done that together with now. I'm sorry, Milvat Chatata Kippurim rather, which is mashma that I'm doing that together with the Soyer, so which would imply that the Elo of Elaam comes afterwards. And he says the Elo of Elaam comes before. That bothers him. Well, so what does he do with that? That's a secondary question. Ahumi Boele, that he says does not mean to say Milvat Chatata Kippurim, that I'm supposed to do the Chatas of Kippurim first, follow it with the Soyer Anaseh Bachutz, and then go back to Elo of Elaam. It's not what it means at all. It's not talking about where to place it in the day. It's coming to tell me a different halacha, namely, Al-Masha Zemechaper. What it's coming to tell me is, this is something that the Gemara in Shavuos analyzes at great length. What precisely, remember, we have korbanos that are a chatas for things that I have a yediyah mirosh and a yediyah besof. I have korbanos that are a korban for things that I have a yediyah mirosh, but I never find out besof that I was over. And I have korbanos that are mechaper on things that I never knew in the first place, and find out only ex post facto that I have been over. So we have to know that where there is no yediyah b'tchila, and this of course is the whole sugya of tumas mikdash v'kadosha, where the Torah says v'hu yada v'hashem. So there's a special halacha of pre-knowledge of the dinim, which you either forget the din, you forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash, you forget that this is kodesh, you forget that you're tameh, but you need it first to be aware of all of the facts. So it comes along now the pasuk to say that if there was a yediyah only b'sof, and there was no yediyah b'tchila, then the korban that is brought on the musafir of the soyer anaseh b'chutz is mechaper on it. So just like the soyer anaseh now b'fnim is not mechaper, which you learned out if you had a yediyah b'tchila, so too this is not mechaper only on a something we have yediyah b'sof. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Akiva said something else. Rabbi Akiva said that echot korev im tabichah shachar, v'shisha im tabichah ben arba'in. Very strange. One of the seven kvasim. There's seven kvasim in Torah. total for the Muslim. One of them is indeed brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The remaining six are brought together with the Tamid Shel Beit Arba'im. We're going to have to explain why that would be true. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shmo, it's the other way around. Six were craving the Tamid Shel Shachar. One, the left one, was brought together with the Tamid Shel Beit Arba'im. Where would this come from? I tell my other Rabbana, I mean, I don't care how you split it up. I'm wondering why you're splitting it up. Shivatva seems to split up into two pieces. Ah, they say like this. Trey Kroiksi. There seems to be a problem in this. On the one hand, it says, Milvad Olat Habok. Milvad Olat Habok means that I have to do it together with the Olat Habok. But on the other hand, it also says, Uchti. After it says, the Vrachatzit Besarol Bamaim, and so on. So it says, Lavashi Begadav, Yatzava Asat Olato, Viet Olata Am, Vichiper Bado Ba'ada Am. So that means that if it says he has to do Avodato, Vavodat Hayom, so Hilkach, Ovid Minayo Hocha, Uminayo Hocha. So therefore, it's best to do some with the morning part, and some to do with the various olos that I'm going to be bringing now at the last time that I do my tefillah and put on my big day zav. So then what are they arguing in? Why does one say first six and then one, and the other says first one and then six? Oh, that's a different level. Talk about a miflegate. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Ovid Chad. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, start with one. Kedichtiv milvad olat haboker. I have no choice. I have to do one. At least I do one besides the olat haboker. Then it's very important for simple logistical reasons. Take care of the Avodat Hayom. Honor Avid Avodat Hayom. Because it's all we need is for you to get too tired before you do the Avodat Hayom. The Avodat Hayom is what's going to be Mechaper. That's the essence. So we're afraid. Honor Avid Avodat Hayom. Dilma Chusha Cholish Kohen Gadol. What if he gets faint? He's unable to finish everything. So therefore, we want you to hurry this up and make a break and do everything else. And then you'll do the remainder. With Rebbe Lezber, Rebbe Shimon, some of the contract. You started bringing the Korbanos of the Fasim of the Musaf. So finish them as much as you can. Even the Atrio, do six. I understand I have to do one that's supposed to be the other one. Okay, very good. But do six, because if you do it the other way, you know, you may end up getting so tired that you won't do the remaining Musaf. We don't really believe the Kohen Gadol is going to run out of juice in the middle of doing the Avedas for Yom HaKippur. I mean, he's so jazzed up to this. This is what he's been waiting for 7 days.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's no way that he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But once he finishes that, he may let up. So Lagabe Avodat Hayom Zorizu. Kohen Gadol is certainly not going to run out of steam and not do the Avodat Hayom, but he may run out of steam and not do the Musafim. So let him do the Musafim earlier, as many as he can. So finish six out of the seven. And then you'll finish the one afterwards together with the Elo Ve'ela. Okay, but look at this. The Kulei Hamam Yet Chad Ayelu. Apparently everybody's agreed that there's only one aisle that is brought today in terms of the Musaf and the Ela Am that was brought. Doesn't mean there's only one aisle. Obviously there's another aisle, which is the Ela Am. Not discussing that. When we say there was one aisle, we mean when it comes to Adat B'nai Yisrael, that there should be Kach Shnei Sirezim V'ayel Echad Le'olah. The aisle Echad Le'olah, there was only one aisle. It says V'ayel Echad Le'olah in Pinchasu. That's the same one. It was an aisle that's also used for the Musaf. It seems that both Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva agree to this, because nobody discusses bringing a separate aisle for the Musaf. So Kulei Alma Miyot Chad Aisle. Come on. Who does that follow? Which sheet does that follow? Kirebi. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ayel Echad Amur Kan, the one that is mentioned over here, Ayel Echad, Hu Ha'amur B'chumash HaTikudim, is exactly the same Ayel Echad that appears in Parshas Pinchas. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Ein, no. Echad Amur Kan, the Echad Amur B'chumash HaTikudim. My time with Rebbe, why does Rebbe make it all one thing? He says, well, what do you think it says Echad for? Last time I heard, Echad means one. This is one, it means one. If both cases says one, it means the same one. There's got to be this one. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says that's it. Like, Echad doesn't have to mean one. Echad can mean singular. Now, singular to mean singularly beautiful, singularly perfect. That's exactly what it means. My Echad, Niyuchad is what it means. It has to be a great, the best thing you've got. Niyuchad Shepedro. So you're bringing this aisle, make sure that it's Mudar from all of the Mudarim that you have. Rabbi says, I understand. Why do we need a pasuk? It says Beferish, and we know all of Karbonas are supposed to be Mifchad. Torah always talks about bringing Mifchar Nidarecha. So I have to bring the Mifchar. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says, oh, no, wait a minute. It depends. Chad b'chova, v'chad b'nidava. Mifchar Nidarecha is something that you decided to bring. But how about when the Torah tells you to bring? Does that also have to be Miuchad Shebedro? It's Richa, I need to know both. Because on the one hand, you could say, look, if you're bringing an Adav already, who asked you to open up your big mouth? You want to bring an Adav, bring something nice. Masha'enke, if you're bringing a Chovah, okay. The Yotzi or Kuma. Or you could look at it the other way. You could say, you know, you're such a good guy. You're bringing in a dollar, but you're spending so much money. Whatever you bring is fine. But you're bringing a Kuma. Listen, you got to bring this. I respond, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see for you by bringing the best. So it's not clear how to look at it. Therefore, whichever one I was given, I wouldn't know the other one. Seriously, says Rabbi, I need to have two tzuki. One to tell me mitchan de derecha, and one to tell me miyuchad sheve derecha. One referring to the dorim, which are karbanis in the other, and one referring to the chovot that are here. Now, what I'm going to do is give you time today to review this, because I've only said over Rashi Shita. Give you time to review this stuff so you can get straight all of the karbanis. There's a lot more that needs to be spoken about, but for me to do it now, when everybody's eyes look like the old-fashioned telephone dial, I don't think it's really a good time. So we'll go over it again tomorrow, and we'll take a little bit of time extra tomorrow. But let's get it absolutely straight. Your 15 or 16 karbanas plus the son of Mishtaleach, everybody should have those on the tips of his fingers. And then the Chamisha Tefillah is exactly what's done with each Tefillah. That we'll try to figure out tomorrow. And then we're going to have to figure out where we got the additional two Tefillahs that came from the additional change of the guardian in the middle just to take out the Kafamacha, which the plus immediately ignored and the Mishnah has brought in. Okay, now let's do our review.
Why?
Sound like a halakhic issue. וכל כך לומר כדי שלא להוציא לזה על ספר תורה ובעשור שלכו מה שפקודים קוראי הפה אמי, נגלו ונקרי אמר רב ונברד ונרישו אמר רב שיש לבי שאין גוללים ספר תורה בציבור ובני כבוד הציבור ונאיתי אחרינה ונקרי ונברד ונאמר משום פגמו של ראשון ושלוק השם אמר משום ברוק שנצריכה ומי פשינו לפגוע בו, ואמר רב יצחק דף ראש חודש תבי שקליות בשבת, מביאים שלוש תורות וכהן אחד בעניין של יום אחד שלוש חודש ואחד של חנוכה. Of course, it's tlat gavri ותלת הספרי, they're like a pagoma. But חד גברי, even betray ספרי, he's a pagoma. מבורך על השמונה ברכות הרבות, על התורה הקדם שמבורכים מבית הכנסת, על העבודה, על ההודעה, בתחילת העוון, everybody knows those ברכות, כתיקונה. על המקדש בפני עצמו, על הכהנים בפני עצמם, הישראל בפני עצמו, ועל שער תפילה, what's that? And רבנן, ושער תפילה, זרינה, תפינה, בקושה בפנחנת בישראל, שצריכים להיוושע וחותם בשני התפילה, ואחר כך כל אחד ואחד מביא ספר תורה מביתו וקורא בו, כדי להראות חזותו ברבים. הרואה כהן גדול לא מתיישן רשאי, אשר הופ נה, פשיטה. מה אתם נראה שלוש שתם לשלושים מעבירים על המצוות? ומה עם מצווה? הוא אומר, ברוב העם עד הסבלן. כמה שמונן, all the road on, רוב העם, basically, are generic. אם בבגדי בוץ קורא, so now it's time to take them off. Kidei shiyada v'raglov, pashat yada v'tavolov, v'nistapik, evilo b'gdei zob, lovash kidei shiyada v'raglov, yotza v'yasat elo, v'tela am, shivat pasim z'mim ibnei shana, divrei rebel yes, Rabbi Akiva, omer, no, they were done with imtom shashachar, you're craving, upar ha'ola, or imtom shashachar, you're craving, but par ha'ola, v'shtari anasar b'chutz, again, that's open to discussion in Gemara, are you craving imtom shabinabai? Kidei shiyada v'raglov, פושט יורד לטוב, הלא לא מסתפי ולא בגדי לובן, לובש, כדי שאתה ורגלוב, נכנס להוציא את הכף את המחר, כדי שאתה ורגלוב, פושט יורד טוב, לא מסתפי, הביא לו בגדי זום, לובש, כדי שאתה ורגלוב, נכנס לאקטר הקטור שבין הבאים, להטיב את הנירות, כדי שאתה ורגלוב, פושט הביא לו בגדי עצמו, ולובש ומלבין אותו עד ביתו, יום טוב היה עושה לי אוהביו בשעה שיצא בשלום מן הקודש. יבואלו, איך יקומה? אם תמיד של שחר היו קרבים, but the power of Allah, מסר נעץ בחוץ, אם תמיד של בן הבאים, or do we read it, אם תמיד של שחר היו קרבים, and the power of Allah בדיו, but the מסר נעץ בחוץ, אם תמיד של בן הבאים. That's my first problem. Furthermore, power of Allah, לרב אליעזר דשיירי, so, אם אתה בקלו. Furthermore, I stand, בין לרב אליעזר בין לרבי עקיבא, when did I bring the אמורי החפץ? אם אתה בקלו, אומר רבו, well, you're not going to understand it, you know? Not from this Mishnah. לא משכחת למתקנת, אלא או לרב אליעזר, of the Tana de Beishmuel, or you want to understand רבי עקיבא, you got to go to the Tosefta. The Tana de Beishmuel, רב אליעזר אומר, יצא ויעשה אלו ואלו עם לימורי חטאת. אבל פרו עולה ושבעת פסים, סורה נעזר בחוץ, אם תלמיד של בן ארבעים. רבי עקיבא דתוספתא מהי לתניא, רבי עקיבא אומר פרו העולה ושבעת הכבשים, אם תלמיד של שחר היו קרבים, שנאמר מלבד עולת הבוקר של עולת התמיד. אחר כך עבודת היום, ואחר כך סורה נעזר בחוץ, שנאמר סיר זימא חטאת בבת חטאת הכיפורים, My time of the Rebliezer. What do you mean? Very simple. Ovid Kitativ. Ovid Bereshit Torah Tzadikim. Finish up the whole Achrimot. And then you go and you do Parshas Pesach. Sadar Ovid Tufam Shabkudim. Rabbi Akiva, he already told you. The Torah says not to follow Parshas Pinchas. It says Milvad Olat HaBokra Shel Olat HaTamid. That tells me that the Musafim need to be brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar Avidu. Now what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the Milvad Chatat HaKippurim? My Avidu. Ahumi Boile Amash Zemechaper Zemechaper. Rabbi Yudomer Mishmo of Rabbi Akiva. Echot Korim Im Tamid Shel Shachar V'Shishak Vasim Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Whereas Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishmo. Shishak Revim Im Tamid Shel Shachar. Why do they split it? My time in the Rabbanon. Trade proik sive. Siv milvad olat haboker. Uktiv yatsav yatsav. Et olato. Hilkav. Avid minay ohocha. O minay ohocha. The micro miflage here, the Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yehuda sover avid chad kidefti. Milvad olat haboker. And then you do the avodat hayom. Jilofu shechalish kalingono. Whereas Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon says no. Even the answer, you better finish him up fast. Avid Shisha. Because Dilma Pasha, the guy by Abed Sayom, I know he's going to be a Zoris. Okay, but Kuli Amamiyat Chad Ayelhu, Keman, Kerebi, the Tanya Rabbi Omer, Ayel Echad, Amur Khan, who Amur Bukumashab Kudim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, oh no, Shnei Elimi, Echad Amur Khan, Echad Amur Bukumashab Kudim. My time, I had a Rabbi who says there was only one, even though they're separated in two Pashiot. Tiftiv Echad. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Maya Echad. All that means is Miyuchad. Miyuchad Shebe Edro. Rabbi says, I know that already. It says Mifchar Nedarecha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, yes, but that's only in the Dava. I need to know Bechovah as well. Chad Bechovah, Chad Benedava, Vitzmichin. Okay, now you guys put all that up here on that board. If you know how is it? And they send us a nice picture on the board so that I can use it tomorrow here.
Nice picture.
Yeah, we'll send it over the internet.
What?
We'll send over the internet a picture of the whiteboard.
The whiteboard?
Yes.
Oh, the whiteboard.
Did you ever please join me off to consume some Jack Daniels and some Orange Cake? My wife made it for my birthday.
No.